You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's long been the sense that someone should pay, be punished for the Flint water debacle. When decisions lead to water being contaminated by lead and people die because of a spike in Legionnaires' disease thought to be connected to the water, someone should be held responsible. State Attorney General Bill Schuette has responded by filing criminal charges against several members of Governor Rick Snyder's administration. Yesterday, the court proceedings began in an involuntary manslaughter charge against the director of the Department of Health and Human Services, Nick Lyon. In Lansing, there's a lot of water cooler talk about this case. Joining me to help understand why is longtime Republican insider Richard McClellan. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
What's the big concern about prosecuting Nick Lyon?
The concern that I've articulated a number of times is that the Attorney General's approach is very much out of line with the way past attorney generals have dealt with problems in state government. And to go after criminal charges to the head of a department that has 14,000 employees and has 29% of the state budget to administer and try to hold him criminally responsible for one decision or, in this case, failure to decide and impose on him a felony murder penalty, basically. The biggest impact on this beyond Nick Lyon's potential future is the impact on all the state employees. If you talk to state employees now, they have suddenly become very, very cautious. They don't know what to do. They don't know whether to act or to not act. They certainly are not going to take any risks. And I think that has a big impact on the rest of us who rely on public servants to make judgment calls and make decisions. If all of a sudden these departments won't do it, it causes serious problems, in my view.
Yeah, in fact, not making a decision was part of the problem with Flint. At what point, though, do you determine if an official has done something that actually warrants prosecution or a lawsuit?
Well, what the Attorney General has done has started at the bottom, like all prosecutors do, and tried to get people to flip and tell him what he needs to hear to move up the chain. His ultimate goal has been to get the governor, who he feels is ultimately responsible, I think. But the governor spent something like $4 million in legal fees and hasn't been charged with anything. So Attorney General's style in these cases, and this is fairly new, like I say, no other attorney general has done that. And Frank Kelly, the longtime Democratic attorney general, has written in opposition to this prosecution. So trying to pick one person out of thousands of emails and hundreds of bureaucrats in Flint and in Washington and in Lansing, highly technical matters that are being imputed to Nick Lyon, who is not even a doctor or an epidemiologist. He's an administrator. We're going to find out in this proceeding whether and to what degree the judges and maybe ultimately the jury thinks of that.
The former director of the Department of Health and Human Services and a former state Supreme Court justice, Mara Corrigan, wrote an op-ed piece for the Detroit Free Press. She outlined how the director's position amounts to great responsibility and doing the best job to protect people. She thinks Lyon will be exonerated, says she's disappointed in Bill Schuette. What did you think of Corrigan's statement?
Well, I have the highest respect for former Justice Corrigan, both as an administrator of department and her time on the bench. She also served with me on the Law Revision Commission. But I think that her comments were very cautious, but deeply felt. I think she thinks this is a miscarriage of justice to even bring the matter. I look at the director as sort of the orchestra leader. He or she is not held responsible for what every instrument player plays, but has overall administrative responsibility. I know what it's like. I was the chairman of the Corrections Commission and ran the prisons. If somebody had told me that I could be held criminally liable because of something some rogue prison guard did up in the Upper Peninsula while I was in charge, I wouldn't have taken the job. And that's what I think is going to be happening. The attorney general, if he happens to win for governor, is going to have some challenges getting people to work for him and trust him, basically. Now, this particular case is a very complicated case. If you go through the basic charges. It's a long series of string of facts that have to be hooked together to work your way up the chain of cause and facts and get to Nick Lyon, and then accuse him of not doing something on a certain day in a certain way that the Attorney General believes he should have done. Now, if there's one thing we know about the Director of Community Health, basically, which is part of the job, it's a judgment call. Every time there's an illness in the community, you can't run out and put out a press release and frighten people. But you have to be prepared to, and that's why we have epidemiologists. And this idea that he, the Attorney General, knows better and his hired gun prosecutor, I don't think Maura Corrigan properly agrees, that's not going to hold up in the long run.
Richard McClellan is an attorney in Lansing and has served in many capacities in state government. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome. Enjoyed it. Thank you.